1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
Let's go to Chatsworth. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Chatsworth, hello. Is anybody hearing me today? Chatsworth, hello.
Yeah, Phil, great show as always. Thanks for taking my call. I'm 16 years old, and I also go to Chatsworth High, and...
Slow down, take a couple of deep breaths, all right?
I'm 16 years old, and I go to Chatsworth High, and I feel that a lot has changed since 9/11, and I think we need to think about that.
Yeah, we're thinking about it, man.
And...
You nervous, or...
Yes, sir, please, just bear with me. I suffer from renal kidney failure, and I have had suffered from it on account of since the day I was born.
All right, when you say renal kidney failure...
Yes, sir.
Are you on dialysis?
Yeah, 3 times a week.
3 times a week, okay. And you've had this, this has been since birth?
Yeah, since I was born.
Okay, so you have renal kidney failure, so what's that got to do with September 11th?
Well, I just think that for me, and a lot of kids like me, we're thinking about things that maybe we'll never, and it's tough for me to talk about, but I do believe I'm speaking on behalf of a lot of the teens that are listening. It's tough for me to realize I may not be around for a lot of the, I don't know, stuff that could happen.
You mean you think that the world is going to come to an end?
Well, I don't know about that, but...
Look, kid, I mean, we're in the middle of a war here. You're going to be fine. You're going to live. You're part of the generation that's going to be here for a long time and that will, you know, soldier on and shoulder on the solution to these problems.
I know, but... Well, that would be true if I didn't have a bad kidney. But since I do, I feel that it would be a good thing if I could meet a girl and, yes, be intimate with her. Because I may not, see?
Well, no, wait a minute.
I may not.
Yeah, okay. So, in other words, you'd like to meet a girl and have sex?
Together a teen program called Hook a Brother Up, and what that means is for those of us who are teens,
for those of you who are male teens,
well, any teen group, I would think that there'd be some girls who would, okay, yes, want to have contact, I mean groin contact, yeah, but also other kind of contact.
All right, groin contact is sex. Is that what I...
Yes, sir, that's...
Right, you can come out and say it, okay?
Well, I don't want it to sound like that's all that I'm interested in. But it is primary. Because I'm scared.
All right, I look at kid. Calm down.
I'm scared.
I'm just calm down for a minute, okay? I know that you're going to... you've had some... Look at all you've survived. You've had renal kidney failure. You've survived through dialysis.
But I'm afraid that I'm going to go to my grave having never felt, you know, how good it feels when you hook up with a girl. And I'm just sort of using your show tonight, Mr. Hendry, I guess, to say there's got to be one woman out there who, if the world was going to end, and I'm saying that...
Well, wait, you know, you're going way off the deep end. The world is not going to end, all right? You got to understand that.
Well, if the world doesn't end, and maybe it's just my life, that maybe she wouldn't mind seeing all of that happen perched, you know, high above my face. And
okay, look, the points you're bringing out, and...
I mean, I don't mean to bring it out in a crude way.
Well, you are being a little bit crude. If you want to get a girl interested in you to have sex with you, it's...
But there's a time burden here. There's a time constraint. It's not easy to say the things that you feel and the things that you want to say, but I remember what John Kennedy said. He said, ask not what you've done for your country, but what you will do.
Ask not what you've done for your country.
But what you're going to do. You can ask all you want about what you did.
Ask not what you... No, it's not that, okay?
Uh-huh.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Well, I've been told that I maybe have...
Well, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
What have you been told?
I've been told that maybe I only got 2 or 3 more years to live. And I do have a website at 60minuteman.org. You know...
60minuteman.org.
Yes, sir.
And are you 60 Minute Man?
It's just, yeah, it's the way I feel about how I would be as a love partner for a girl.
All right, what is your name?
R.C.
They call you R.C.?
Yes, sir.
So you are afraid of dying from kidney failure. You're afraid of death, as we all are. And you're afraid that with the events happening in the world the way that they're happening, that maybe time could be short, not just because of your kidney problem, but because of the potential of this war taking you. Is that right?
In a lot of ways, yeah.
And so what you're most concerned about is that you've never had sex with a girl.
Yes, sir. That is exactly right. And I mean a lot of different ways, too. It's just that all of my life, since I was 9, when I first was able to download porn, I've seen a lot of different ways.
When you were 9, you were downloading porn. I mean, where do you have a father?
I do, yeah.
Where is he?
Well, he doesn't live with us.
Well, how often do you see, where's your mother?
She's at work right now.
So you're just home without your mom and your dad. Where's he?
He travels. I see him once every 6 months.
You got a dad you see once every 6 months. Your mother's at work. You've been downloading porn since you were 9. And what?
And I've seen some interesting things. Let me tell you, some stuff that I've seen, I'd like to give it a whirl. And I want to give it a whirl before the whole world checks out. That's all I'm trying to say.
All right, hold on for a minute here. This is R.C., right, Mike?
Yeah, I'm a...
Hold on, R.C. This is R.C., and he's from Chatsworth High. He's got kidney failure. He's afraid that his life is going to end because of this war. And the only thing he can think about, I shouldn't quote him, but I will. He wonders if there's a young lady out there that wouldn't mind seeing the end of the world happen perched high above his face. Our number is 1-800-449-8... What kind of phone calls do you want me to... All right, 1-800-449-8686. And by the way, that's ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. It's not, don't ask what you did for your country, ask what you can do for it. That's not what the thing was. That's not what he said. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
This is the Phil Henry Show.
I don't know. It just seems to me that the teen female, she should think of something different than herself.
Well, look, she's a woman and she's thinking of herself, and it doesn't mean that she has to think about you or your sexual needs, okay?
Yeah, but I've never had sex before. You have, and a lot of guys have had. I never had.
All right, you never had, okay? I believe that you will. I don't think the world's going to come to an end.
But what if it does, for whatever reason?
It ain't going to come to an end, and you'll probably have sex.
Well, you know, Mr. Henry, you don't have renal kidney failure.
All right, I understand how you're going to, you know, that you're up against... Did the doctor say that you only got 2 or 3 years?
That's what he's saying. And that's why I'm concerned.
You know, it doesn't sound like you're concerned when you say, I'd like to meet some girl who doesn't mind seeing the end of the world from the vantage point high above my face. What does that mean?
It's a way of communicating how I feel about it. That's all. It's not meant to be offensive at all.
Well, there's a lot of women that would take it the wrong way, okay?
Well...
Yeah. Here is Mary. Mary, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Yes. How old are you? How old is this guy?
How old are you, kid?
I'm 16.
You know, I just don't buy this. I find him completely offensive. And I have known, I work in a clinic.
Hey,
I see
I'm
a lot of people
talking
that are
to you,
close
Mom.
To
I'm
death,
talking to
and that
girls,
is their
not
laugh.
You. I'm not talking to some old lady. I'm talking to people my age, not you.
You know what? I'm not an old lady. I'm only 27 years old, you stupid jerk. I think you...
What difference does it make what you think?
You should be more concerned with your soul, then, if that really is the fact you only have a couple of years to live.
Okay, if you were to ask that question of any American man, you're going to die soon. Would you rather have the boon, or would you rather have your soul saved?
They probably say making love, not having some woman on their face. That sounds totally perverted.
That's what I said to you, kid. And if you want to get women on your side, RC, you don't use that kind of language.
But she knows what I mean.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. You're exploiting the whole situation, hoping that you'll get laid. And
I'm going to die someday.
It is only because of your attitude.
I'm going to die in 2 years on account of my kidney.
All right, so you're going to die. I mean, I'm sorry. The doctor told you got, what, 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, and you people sit there because you got your whole lives ahead of you. I think you're pretty selfish.
Well, you know what? Why don't you just go masturbate then? I'm sick of this guy.
Hey, you know something, Mary?
Jerk.
You know what? Because I'm going to die in 3 years, I think you ought to park it on my face. What do you think of that?
I think you're just a jerk.
Yeah, I'm a jerk,
yeah.
Real easy to say if a guy is going
to
die.
You're going to go to hell, so you better think about that.
You know, in World War II, the soldier guy said, this might be my last night, and everyone thinks those dudes are heroes.
They are heroes, and you'll never be a hero. I'm sorry.
Well, what was that?
I think he hung up.
Oh. I belched. No, I belched. Okay.
See, he's a pig. I don't even believe this whole kidney story.
I don't. You know what? Are you dying of kidney failure, or are you just on dialysis?
I'm on dialysis. The doctor said I need a transplant.
You need a transplant when?
Within the next 2 or 3 years.
And so you figured, what if you get a transplant? Then you're going to have your whole life, huh?
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, that's sure. I'm going to have a real great dating life dragging a dialysis machine around with me with a fake kidney. Forget it.
Kid, you're not dragging the dialysis machine around with you. What are you hooked up to it all the time?
3-4 days a week, I gotta be plugged in. What girl's gonna wanna give you the poon when you got tubes coming out of your ears? Think about it.
Here is Melissa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, first of all, I think, R.C., you are selfish and you're foolish to get on, to have nerve to come on and talk about you wanting sex when...
What's wrong with that? When I may die someday.
We got that you're going to die someday.
We all may die someday. We all are going to die someday. And if you want it so bad, then I think you can go out and get it yourself instead of coming on national radio and telling everybody that you want to go have sex.
Have you heard about the organization Hook a Brother Up 2001?
I just heard it from you.
This is an organization that isn't just about me, Melissa. It's about millions of American teenagers who should hook up.
Teenagers?
Yeah.
Teenagers should not be involved in sex until they get older.
Look at women. They're always shopping. You guys are always looking at yourselves in mirrors and stuff. You think that you're good looking. Why don't you do something to help a brother?
What do you mean?
Huh?
Help a brother? Go out and have sex with them? Is that helping them?
Yeah, in my case, yeah. It'd add another year to my life.
Well, you know what? I think that you just need to, you know, I don't think that you have
go
to
out on a date.
Come on here.
Yeah, go out on a date.
Exactly,
look,
Phil.
Look, I go out on a date. I introduce myself as RC, and then here's my friend, Mr. Dialysis Machine.
Dialysis Machine?
Yeah, that's... I have kidney failure. Now how do you feel about it?
People aren't going to refer to you as Dialysis Machine, the boy that had Dialysis Machine on him.
Dialysis, that's on account of they got to take my blood out and recycle it and put in new stuff.
What do they do? Well, they got to clean your blood?
Yeah.
Well, I feel sorry for you and all that you have this kidney failure. And like Phil said,
hey,
maybe
Melissa,
you will get a transplant.
Melissa.
What?
Wouldn't you have mercy on me if I told you that someday I'm going to croak? And you wouldn't give it up?
Oh, Jesus, man. Look, you know, the fact of the matter is...
I live in California, too.
Good for you,
well,
dude.
Good for you.
Where are you?
I live in Oregon.
How about a black and tan sometime?
Excuse me?
How about going out for a black and tan?
No, thank you.
All right, look, Melissa, thanks for your call. 1-800...
Look, the machine's... kind of noisy, and the sight of blood going in and out of the tube.
You don't take a dialysis machine around with you when you go out on a date. I know enough about dialysis where you're going in to the thing, and...
Yeah, go ahead, explain it to me. You know everything. What is it?
Well, it isn't taking the machine around, okay?
Well, what is it? Go ahead.
I don't know. I've never been on it.
Oh, yeah. But you got all the answers.
Hook a brother up. That's insulting, man. That's a phrase used by African Americans, okay? All of a sudden, what are you, a brother?
I'm more of a brother than you, man. I got a dad.
Yeah, okay. Your machine's kind of noisy. Look, kid, what is your website?
Yeah, my website's 60minuteman.org.
60minute...
On account of .com was taken.
60minuteman.org. Hook a brother up. Visit it soon. Kid wants to get laid before A, the world ends, or he croaks from kidney failure. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
I think this guy is absolutely out of his mind. What are you talking about? You can't do any invasive procedure on a patient without proper consent. You should be having lawyers lining up outside of your building.
What if we've got people walking around?
Hey, buddy, I don't care. You're causing mass hysteria in the state of California.
Okay, I got it.
You are insane.
Let me ask a question.
Knock it off.
Okay, listen, Jay.
I am a critical care nurse with training.
Have you ever treated anybody with it?
You can only get the anthrax virus from eating.
What are you doing? What are you doing to people?
Undercooked, from getting it from airborne. And from getting it through a scratch through your hand.
Right, and if you get it airborne, it goes into your nose, hello. Now, the most
painful
part...
Yeah, well, guess what, buddy? You're doing an invasive procedure on patients without consent.
All right, I got it.
You're holding people down?
Yes.
Buddy, you are out of your mind.
Are you holding someone...
If I was a lawyer, I'd be all over you right now. You are insane.
You are holding people down and...
Pack up and go to your wannabe cop and get the... out of people's eyes.
Hey, ma'am,
go pack it up, buddy. You're causing mass hysteria.
Don't you use that language with me, young lady, and I will ask you
to
move along.
Listen,
right,
buddy,
now.
I am a medical professional considered to be an expert in my field.
Absolutely. This lady's a nurse.
You don't even have a scientist out there
doing
your correct diagnosis. Are you?
Ma'am, Bill Kanika's son has
won three. You're not even a police officer.
Three science fairs.
Are not even a police officer. You don't even have a true microbiologist.
Okay, I am listening to people being held down. They're in obvious pain.
Exactly. What are you doing?
The nasal cavity has to be expanded to look and see if there's anthrax up there.
You can't see it. It's a microbe. It's a bacteria.
You put the microscope into the nasal area.
What? You take the slide, I thought, and put it on a slide and put it under the microscope.
I see that was not, I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, you're not familiar with that.
You're not familiar with this, yet you're doing this test. You're authorized, really.
The health department
should be shutting you down.
You say you're a nurse.
The health department should be on your case. You can't do this. You're not even going to diagnose it correctly.
Well, ma'am,
you're going to hurt people's minds because you're going to cause mass hysteria.
I'm listening to people in pain, and there is no reason to be checking people and doing what you call a snot swab for anthrax
when we've got two lousy cases. You're really intelligent.
I'm listening to people. Either you stop hurting those people, Mr. Santos, or I will call the police. And
we assist the police, and I got a blue armband and everything. Now we are the
blue armband doesn't make you anything. You're on neighborhood watch, buddy. You're not a cop.
No,
who do you think you are?
I'm Citizens Auxiliary Police. I happen to be a sub-corporal.
Sub-corporal nothing, buddy. I save lives for a career.
That's what Citizens Auxiliary Police about. We save lives.
No, you're not saving lives. You're putting lives in danger.
All right. Stop it.
I have to knock it off for a minute.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
The voice of Jay Santos and the voice of the guy getting the nasal swab done by me. And in the preceding half hour, also the voice of R.C. Collins performed by me. 1-800-449-8686. That's what we do in the show. Come up with different goofy characters, and then people call in who don't know that they're fake. Next Friday, October 26th, I'll broadcast my show. You'll be able to see what we do live. You can actually see us go in and out of character the way we do it, live at the Museum of Television and Radio in Beverly Hills. Go to philhenryshow.com and look for the link on the main page. They'll tell you how you might be able to get a ticket, and a friend of yours could get a ticket for the show. Phil Henry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
See, that's really interesting to me. And I'm not trying to be anything other than informational here and opinionated as I go along. What's interesting to me is that they've got a crawler at the bottom of the screen on CNN that just happens to mention this flight from Detroit to Burlington, Vermont, where there was white powder in the cargo hold, and that they recommended an antibiotic regimen for anybody associated with that flight. But they don't say anything more about it, and when they talk about all of the anthrax exposure in the United States, they conveniently leave that out, which is fine if, in point of fact, it should be left out. And if it should be left out, then why are they reporting this in the first place? You see what I'm saying? Look, guys, I'm just telling you what is on the screen on the little news crawler on CNN. I think Fox might have had it, too, that a flight from Detroit to Vermont had a white powder discovered in the cargo hold, and that they recommended an antibiotic regimen for the people on the plane and the workers associated with that flight. But when they go on to talk about the exposure, the anthrax exposure, they only talk about the New York and the Washington and the Florida situations. All right, so the question that I have, which I think is intelligent and I think it's sensible, is if you cannot yet call this an anthrax exposure situation, then why are you reporting it? Well, we just report the news, Phil. I mean, that's all we do. Oh, come on, guys. Maybe once upon a time, a long, long time ago. But this is the new day in infotainment, baby. We know how it works. Why don't you resist the temptation to lay a lot of bullcrap on the screen until you know exactly what the situation is? Because possibly, probably, there's nothing to that powder other than it's Cremora or something. I don't know. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know. Just wait. Hold off. Or are you afraid of getting your ass kicked so thoroughly by Fox News that you're throwing any line of crap on the screen because you want to scoop them, even if it's scooping them in the bullcrap bin? So here's a little news, by the way, speaking of Fox. They say their morale is high, but it isn't. Fighters are running away to Pakistan or Iran or joining the Northern Alliance, said 30-year-old Abdul Ghafur, who defected 4 days ago. Afghanistan's Taliban regime is weakened by low morale, and some of its fighters are fleeing or defecting, according to defectors who crossed over to the Northern Alliance on Thursday. Ghafur and 9 other Taliban defectors spoke to reporters at this rebel stronghold near the front line north of Kabul. 7 of the 10 were ethnic Tajiks, not representatives of the Pashtun tribe that comprises the majority of Afghanistan's 21 million people and most of the Taliban, and their claims could not be independently verified. The Northern Alliance has claimed that about 5,200 Taliban fighters have defected in recent days, and a sign the hardline Islamic militia is faltering under the U.S. assaults, an assertion the Taliban has denied. Now, I heard last night on CNN that there wasn't a large defection going on. Now, according to this news story, the Northern Alliance claims that there is a large defection going on. Let me tell you something about the Northern Alliance. The United States is not exactly coordinating its airstrikes with the Northern Alliance. And there's good reason for that. The Northern Alliance is comprised of God knows who and who knows what. And they're not about to start coordinating military operation with that bunch. They'd like them to bomb all the Taliban strongholds, and the U.S. is saying, you know, we're going to do what we're going to do. If it helps you guys, great. If it doesn't, we're real sorry. But we're going to do what we're going to do, because our job is to get Al-Qaeda, is to get bin Laden, is to punish the Taliban regime, is to make it so difficult for these people to communicate and so difficult for these individuals to conduct business that their hold on the country is weakened. And apparently, our military has made the decision that the best way to do it is the way they're doing it, not necessarily doing what the Northern Alliance would like them to do, which is to bomb a whole bunch of enemy positions, and then the Northern Alliance sweeps into town and takes over, and the next thing you know, you got a civil war in 2 weeks. So how's that for an analysis of the situation? I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but I got news for you. It probably sounds just as good as anything else that's going on out there right now. In Washington, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said Thursday a campaign of U.S. airborne broadcasts and leaflet drops inside Afghanistan was scoring successes in encouraging Taliban fighters to defect or surrender. He did? The hope is that those Taliban people will, in fact, move over and support the Northern Alliance and the tribes of the South. That is something that is taking place as we speak. He must be, I hope he's speaking from some concrete intelligence that we have and not just anecdotal Northern Alliance fairy tales that they're spreading around a campfire while they're drinking their gruel and sipping their Coca-Cola. Listen to how disparaging I speak of those men. You know what? Compared to them, I'm, you know, what am I? I'd have to get on a stepladder to kiss half of their mama's asses. And I'm talking about, these Northern Alliance guys don't know their ass. I know. I'm a talk show host in America. And I just built a swimming pool. Imagine being those guys. Think about it, man. Just think of either one, the Taliban or the Northern Alliance cats. These are guys that eat bugs, walk on their bare feet for like 100 miles, Kalashnikov rifles slung over their shoulders. I mean, how long do you think it would take them to just, like, eliminate this entire room of people? All four of us, one Taliban fighter, at least 6 hours. Only thing that I'm so fat I could sit on the guy and you guys could make a break for it. And you would, too. Yeah, believe me, I know. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Osama in New Jersey. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Of course, Osama's not my real name, but I sort of like Osama.
Oh, I really thought it was.
Yeah, well,
yeah, I thought I was talking to Osama bin Laden.
I sort of like the guy. See, now,
wow,
all of the anti-Arab...
that's so shocking. That is so shocking, sir.
You know, all
you
of
like
the anti-Arab
the
racism...
You've
and,
called the
bigot-
talk show and said something shocking.
Look, can I speak? Can
well,
I speak?
I'll decide. Go ahead. If I hear something stupid, I'll jump in.
Now,
again.
Listen, all of the anti-Arab
yes, Osama.
Racism...
Did you spell that with a U or an O?
I can't get in a sentence with this guy, man. You just
yeah,
don't want to shut up.
Okay, go ahead, Osama.
Now, all
I wonder
of the anti-Arab
I wonder if he spells that with a U or an O.
I've
that's the thing that I'm wondering
air.
Right now.
One of the reasons why
I wonder if he
like
gives it to his mama as good
Afghans.
As he gives it to his wife.
I mean,
those
all I've been hearing
that,
is a lot of anti-Arab
he buggers boys
anti-Arab
or not, too,
racism,
and stuff like that.
You know,
but God forbid that I talk over the top of him, you know, and stuff like that. I don't want to talk
garbage.
Over top of the guy.
I mean, I'm
I'd like to hear what he's got to say, but at the present moment right now, I don't, there's nothing but a whole lot of drivel coming out of his mouth. And
I like
things.
The
of course,
Afghans.
Of course,
I
believe
I don't
the
like
Cleveland
the
Rams, when they first moved to Los Angeles in 1945, I believe it was Mary Motley who said it very well. We have to strike from the north and open the road to Kabul.
You don't like that, huh?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
You don't like what I said, right?
I didn't hear it. Could you repeat it?
You want me to repeat everything
yes.
I just said?
Yes, if you wouldn't mind.
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Nah, I'm not going to entertain you like that, you jerk.
I'm sorry. Don't go away mad.
Huh?
Don't go away mad.
Go away mad? You think you are, what do you want me to do, entertain you or something? Huh?
Just repeat what you said. I didn't get it, okay?
Repeat
I was
what?
Getting,
I know,
I was
I
getting
just,
coffee.
I'm not going to repeat what I just said. Do you want me to go through that whole sentence?
Yes, if you wouldn't mind.
I just told you, I'm a supporter of the Afghans.
Well, okay. Is that it? That's all you said? It took you like a minute.
Well, I just don't feel that the U.S.
Anyway, I think it was Marion Motley who said in 1945 that the Rams moving into that area, I think, would be a very interesting thing. And, of course, the Dodgers in 1958,
they
came to Los Angeles. That's right. They went from Brooklyn to L.A. I thought it was the other way around. I thought they moved from L.A. to Brooklyn, but I didn't. But one of the things about Ebbets Field, many people believe it was a beautiful place. They had a lot of those nice, you know, the ballpark itself, of course, had that weird right field wall, which is where Carl Farrillo had to get that ball bounce right off the very bottom of the wall and would bounce off. Is that it?
Yeah, well, America's great for just launching missiles, but when it
we are.
When it gets down, when it gets
we
down
launch missiles,
real,
we launch fly
gritty,
balls, as a matter of fact.
Know,
by the way, McGuire
yeah,
with those 70
America
dingers, you got to hand it to Bobby Bonds. 73,
great
it's beautiful. Beautiful thing when a guy is knocking 73 out of 70. Now, a lot of people think it's because the pitching is weaker. A lot of people think that the pitching hasn't kept up to the hitting. I prefer to believe that it is indeed the fact that we have stronger hitters. We do have a couple of pitchers that are probably overpowering in Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling. But I would say beyond them, there isn't really any dominant pitching force in the American League or the National for that matter. Now, Chan Ho Park got all of that money. Kevin Brown, by the way, of course, got $100 million. And that was the kind of thing that I couldn't believe. And you know, the other thing is that most of them, what?
Pussies, right?
Look, I know you're going to be angry, but you're going to need to repeat that again.
Nah, I don't think so.
I didn't hear it.
I don't think so.
They had some Kanish downstairs. And
huh?
I was just picking up some reading material while you were talking. I wanted to read.
Read what?
Just some magazines.
Yeah, you know,
dirty magazines.
Have you been opening your mail lately?
I was reading
lately?
Some dirty magazines and stuff. And
maybe somebody will send you a letter.
Yeah, I have been opening my mail lately, and I got some nice white powder in it
today.
And
you know what? The terrorists, they've already won. They've already won.
But you know, one of the things about Mark McGuire's 70 dingers in 1998 was a tremendous effort at the part of all of us to realize that steroids can be a helpful thing taken in very small quantities. The steroid thing that was going on, of course, around the World Wrestling Federation, all the wrestlers and that kind of thing, that was destructive. But I think what McGuire was doing in terms of the steroids was constructive in that he wasn't taking too much. And by the way, it was a steroid that was legal, okay? That was the whole thing. And the legal steroids, I think, are the very, very good thing. Now, if you take Bobby Bonds and the fact that he was knocking those 73 dingers, that's the kind of thing we're talking about.
You don't like that, huh? What I just said, right?
I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
You know, you don't like it because...
I didn't hear it. I was out.
You don't like
I was
it.
Out of the room.
You don't like it.
I was out of the room.
True.
I was grabbing
it's
some knish and I was getting
hurt,
some omelets. They're doing some
really
omelets down the hall, as a matter of fact. It was really a lot of fun getting just the wonderful foods that people are catering in here to Premier Radio these days. The sliced ham and the roast beef. We've got a very nice dill rye. Have you tried the dill rye, man? And you get that mustard on top of that thing and all that corned beef. Oh, man, a corned beef is the most fantastic thing with the corned beef. And plus the pastrami. You got to get that pastrami. Have you had that lean pastrami they got over Jerry's Deli? If you get that and then you put that with the corned beef, I like to stack that big turkey pastrami sandwich really high. You put the toothpick through that thing and that wonderful Reuben's. It is fantastic. What?
And, you know, the terrorists,
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
The terrorists.
I didn't hear what you were saying.
You heard what I said.
No, I didn't. I was out getting a stacked beef sandwich.
Well, were you stuffing it up your a-hole?
Up my a-hole?
Yeah, the beef sandwich.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I was. Is there something wrong with that? You got a problem with that?
See, would you, your
I took that beef sandwich and I jammed it right up my a-hole. I can tell you right now, it felt as good as anything I've ever felt in my life. Okay, man, I got to run, but it's been great. I'm sorry I didn't hear much of what you said, but I'm sure everybody else enjoyed it, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
You know, it's an interesting thing about listener mail that comes to the radio station, and I've said this before, but I think it bears repeating. I haven't opened up a piece of listener mail in probably 5 years. I stopped opening listener mail for a reason. With all due respect to people who want to reach out and say we really like your show, I don't need the pat on the back that bad, and I frankly don't need any ideas from listeners on how to do the show, and I don't need to read their criticism because it's not going to change anything that I do. So really, why would you open up listener mail? I don't do letter of the week. I don't do here's a funny joke that somebody mailed me. I don't get all pissed off if somebody writes in and says that I'm a pile of crap and here's why, and then read it on the air and listen to this idiot. He says that he hates my show and here's when go through a whole thing. I don't do any of that stuff. So why open it up? And as a result, it's been a Phil Henry Show policy for 5 years minimum that every single piece of mail that we get, unless, of course, it's from one of the, like somebody, like a publication we subscribe to, some official piece of mail, and we know exactly what one looks like and what one doesn't look like. Like we've gotten people try to write us letters on, you know, official stationery. It's like, forget it. We throw it all in the garbage. And I'm telling you, all of you people in the broadcast business, all of you people, if you're in any kind of public performance position, what are you opening that stuff up for? This is going to teach you a lesson. Throw it in the garbage. Does Tom Brokaw need to hear from one more viewer who thinks he's a swell guy or thinks he sucks? Does Tom Daschle? You would do just as well, Mr. Daschle, going back to your home district or your home state and speaking to the people one-on-one. I don't care if it is a letter from Pookie Jones and the fourth grade class at Ferndale School. Throw all that stuff away. Save yourself. It would have saved you hours and hours, days and days of heartache and worry if you just throw that crap in the garbage. Do what I do. Do as I do, not as I say, or do as I say, not as I do. Children should be seen and not heard. That's it. Brett, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Phil.
Hi.
That last caller, you were just the absolute best, man. You are my radio god.
Oh, that guy trying to get out his whole Osama bin Laden rap and, like, nobody heard it?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I had to pull over, man. I'm in tears.
I wonder if he taped it and he's going to listen back to hear his whole speech.
Dude, I don't think he was smart enough to figure out you were talking over him.
Well,
he was just rambling on.
He was just going on about, you know, all how much he hates his life, and nobody heard it.
Holy Christ, you are just the absolute best.
All right, well, thank you very much.
You're my hero.
Have a beautiful thing.
You too, man.
See you. Bye. Let's go over here to Susan. Hi, Susan. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Susan.
How are you?
Fine.
I just want to say one thing, that I'm very perturbed about everything that everybody is saying about everything. I am totally for America. And right now, I'm just totally perturbed about what everybody is saying about everything.
Well, what's everybody saying? Everybody I hear is loving the country. And
well, earlier I was listening to I think his name is Glenn.
Glenn, okay. What did
isn't
I say?
That your, isn't that your other host there in the afternoon?
Oh, you're listening in Tampa.
Yes.
Oh, okay. You're probably listening to another host. Yeah.
Okay. Anyways,
what did he do?
Basically, what I'm saying is, I have heard a lot of animosity against a lot of the terrorist things and this and that. Basically, what we all should do is stick together. This is the United States.
What are you
States.
Hearing people say? Because I'm hearing nothing but one for all and all for one.
Well, today I heard a lot of bad stuff.
Like what? What did they
on
say?
On the radio.
What did they say?
I heard a guy call today and say that everybody should be on the Internet and listening, watching the Internet and listening to the Internet. And,
yeah.
I don't even know where to begin.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I am just so mad.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Well, nothing except for evidently what he's listening to or watching on the Internet or entering into is not the right thing.
Not the right thing what? If I may be, and you're not giving me a lot of information, but let me speculate here based on what you're telling me. Was he saying listen into the Internet and watch the Internet to make sure that the terrorists or other people that would do harm to our country were not using the Internet?
Exactly.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with us being vigilant?
As a people, isn't this what the president... about the anthrax and, I mean, just, I don't know where to begin.
Well, Susan, you're one of these people, and I've encountered a lot of them lately, that you are, your mouth is working faster
Hello?
Than your mind. I'm right here. Hello?
Okay.
Your mouth is working faster than your brain, and you're
exactly.
going to have to,
right
you,
now I'm
you
so
need
angry.
To calm down. You need to calm down right
I know
now.
I do.
All right? And you need to get focused on one thought at a time, take care of one thought at a time, and
the
then move
States
on to the next
America.
Thought, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you need to hear people clearly. You need to see people clearly. If there's one thing that defeats fear, it's clarity and intelligence, and you're not operating with a lot of it right now, although I'm sure you are a very bright woman. So give yourself the chance to operate with some clarity, some intelligence, listen to what people are saying, discard what you don't need, keep what you do, slow the freaking hell down. Which is what I would have loved to have heard myself do last night if they hadn't been cramming the cash box all over that hour I listened to. And I'm talking like this and going really fast. And everybody ought to slow down and calm down. It's really nothing wrong. Everything's going to be fine. And I sound like a freaking, like a mad squirrel that's just been injected with freaking rabies virus. Or anthrax or something like that. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.